Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for the Real Postgame Show. Broadcasting from the best yet private brand studio.
With Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi,
and Fred Smirlis.
The Real Postgame Show is brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. The personal injury pros at KetchesLaw.com. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
The Real Postgame Show with Ordway, DiAsi, and Smirlis
on WEEI.
Shout out tonight in Atlanta, 25-0. New England wins it. Matter of fact, if you go back to the Super Bowl game and look at the second half against the Falcons, from the second half on, and then they played two regular season games, right? The numbers are unbelievable. They're like 79-7 or something like that. Absolutely phenomenal. But New England wins it big tonight. They limit the Falcons to 165 total yards. 125 through the air, 40 rushing tonight.
Unbelievable.
40. And think about it, guys. There still was plenty of room to run the football because it was a low-scoring game. It was a two-score game, one-score game at time, right? So you could run the football. Something that Atlanta can do a little bit of, but they didn't do it tonight. 40, that was their limit tonight by the New England Patriots. Unbelievable.
I think they should have kicked a field goal to make it one score, right? Because now it's different than two.
That was late in the game, in the third quarter, right?
All you need is that one more.
That was in the third quarter. They'd sniffed the red zone twice, I think, total.
Yeah, you got to get some points, get some juice there.
Yeah, they had no juice, and there was no juice sitting on the bench waiting for them.
So let me go back to where I think this game was won by the New England Patriots. So New England is up 10-0, and Matt Ryan has got them moving the ball. He's throwing the ball to Gage, and Smith's running the ball, and they did have a Van Noy sack in between, but they were moving the ball. The kid Allison ran the ball a couple of times effectively, and then finally you get that second sack now by Van Noy, all on that one possession by Atlanta in the second quarter, and they set up Koo to fire off a 45-yard field goal. Oh, wait a minute, we got a problem. Illegal formation on a freaking field goal? An illegal formation on a field goal? So now they push him back, and the kid who spent, 2 weeks here in New England as a practice squad a player, he now has to kick a 50-yard field goal. Nope. That was the game. Thanks for playing. And New England ended up getting a field goal in that very next possession. It was 13-0. But that was it. Atlanta proved to themselves, Fred, they were totally inept, and they can't do anything right. I don't know how you get an illegal formation on a freaking field goal attempt.
No discipline. You can't do that.
No, that's standard. And it was obvious. The way he lined up, it was obvious that it wasn't even remote. They'll give you the benefit of a doubt.
They usually do, Steve.
If you're in the general area, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But he was nowhere near the general area. That's just dumb, you know. That's straight up coaching right there. That's something you're out there on the end. You're the first guy that the line judge sees. Well, of course you're going to get called if you that if it's that far back. It makes no sense. They'll give you even a half a foot to a foot. But you get past that, they're going to call it. They have to. It just looks stupid if they don't.
You know, and that was that part of the game, like you said, that's important. You got to concentrate. Look where your foot is. How hot is that?
Well, Fred, they had this unbelievable drive. That was their best drive of the night. And they come away with nothing. Nothing.
Yep.
And you can't do that. And I think that just, at that point, you just throw your arms up and say, oh, we're screwed. We're screwed. And New England comes right down and gets themselves a field goal right after that. All right, back to the phone calls. Here's Seth. He's calling from the state of Florida. Hello, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good, great, Seth. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Doing great. I'm really enjoying the show, and I'm really glad that you're still doing this every week. It takes a sting out of your retirement.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess I'll offer a take on the game tonight. I mean, I think that there's been a lot of talk about the speed on defense, and it wasn't there earlier in the season, and you know, they were looking kind of slow, and I think that what's happening is these guys are understanding their roles and responsibilities better through repetition and good coaching, and so they know what they're doing on every play, and it's like a base stealer getting a good jump every time. I mean, I don't think it's so much conditioning, and they've got faster, but I think there's some credit to the coaching staff there. I mean, we were worried about Matt Patricia, you know, blowing the thing up and so forth, and I think I'm pretty optimistic now about where this defense is going.
Once you're more confident in what you're doing, it's easier to be aggressive, especially defensively. It's
sure
when
is.
when you know your assignments inside out, when you know how you fit into the scheme, and you know that the guy next to you is on the ball too. It makes it so much easier to be an aggressive defense.
Well, you can't be fast when you can't. When you have to think about
faster.
It. No, if you can't think about it, if you're thinking about it, and you don't know exactly where you're going to go. You can't
when
be
you're,
quick.
When you're aggressive, you're usually faster. You've got more people flying to the ball.
That's right. That makes sense.
If they know know where to go.
Yep.
You know, if they're, where
well, obviously,
going,
yeah.
You know, stand to it. So it slowed everything down.
I had one more thing. I want to tell Glenn, there's a documentary about Leonard Nimoy called For the Love of Spock. It's made by his son after he died.
I'm sorry.
And if you watch that,
sure
you will have a better understanding of why people like Fred go off the rails and become Star Trek fans.
No, we know why. We don't need that. We know why.
But he shows up.
1967, I became one. Watch
he shows
it.
Up tonight with he's pointed a, ears. Right. Who does that?
He's a straight-up
like
nut job.
Like a better like that.
Jeez.
Fred is a straight-up nut job when it comes to James Tiburon. What was his name?
What was his middle name again?
Tiberius.
I corrected you because that's how you know it's Tiberius because I corrected you early on.
You threw a Malkin
but,
right.
But I do. He's right.
Malkin mind meld at me. Mind meld. I can put one in right now.
Stop it.
You need me to help
that's,
you.
It's pretty stop. Much what Brady does to him.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. To do Belichick a little bit too.
Yeah, exactly.
I talked to Belichick.
Remember how he loses his mind when Belichick came in for the interview?
But the guy's right. I love doing the show, certainly when all three of us are here. Sometimes we get somebody who just doesn't show up every once in a while because he's the – I'm actually working next Friday. I'm doing a Merlone and Fourier show next
Wow.
Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I'll put that on my calendar,
I still
baby.
Miss it. And
Friday?
Next Friday, put it on your calendar.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to be at a Goonies festival. My favorite movie ever. I can't. I'm sorry.
Goonies. It's, who is the star in that?
It's all
I
of our
care.
Favorite movies.
I don't care. I don't know. It was a joke, Fred, okay?
It wasn't a joke.
Fred didn't realize it was a joke.
John Matuszak.
John Matuszak. Right.
Let me go to Johnny next
you
up
are
here.
A Goonie.
Johnny's on the Real Post Game Show. Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Good.
I'm down in Colorado, and I drive a shuttle service down, picking people up at Denver Airport, bringing them to Vail.
Great.
And I didn't really get a chance to watch the game, but how I found out about it was I'm driving along, and one of the guests was on his phone or whatever, and he goes, "Bleep bleep, freaking Patriots beat Atlanta 25-0," and I just yelled, "Yeah!"
Nice.
And everyone on the bus like wanted to kill me after that because I guess you know everyone hates the Patriots around the country.
True.
Well, they're just sick of them, but they're sick of them, Fred. Right. They've been around for 20 years, and all of these other teams can't get a sniff
greatness.
Of the playoffs, and it's pissing people off.
Kind
of
like Star Trek.
I get it.
It's been around so long, people hate him.
I'll tell you what I like.
Oh, man.
You know,
except the diehards.
People be waiting for you outside.
20 years ago, Belichick really had a great free agency signings, which was the year that Brady came into prominence. Well, you know, that's when they brought in Vrabel and they brought in Roman Pfeiffer and all those guys came in that year. And I think it's almost Belichick really hasn't hit the free agent market hard since until this year. And now, I mean, he looks like he's had a lot of great hits this year.
Well, he had a lot of money.
He had a lot of money.
Yeah, he had a lot of money, and he was able to do it. And the greatest thing going forward, if Mac Jones continues to improve here, is that if you have a rookie quarterback, there's so much more that you can do because it's a while before they get that first contract. You can get him for 5 years, first-round draft pick. You can hold on to him, and it gives you an opportunity to build up in other areas, and then obviously you pay the price when the kid gets his second contract. It's a little bit different. But you're seeing it with Kansas City and what they were able to build up, what Seattle was able to build up.
Glenn, the system's made for the best team to fail. You get the lowest draft. Everyone wants your players. Everyone wants your coaches, right? The money's tight because you have the older guys that make a lot of money. You shouldn't be able to win for 20 years. It's impossible.
But that's why I can see that if New England continues to play like this and they are a player here in the postseason, it looks more and more like they may be. I think it's going to piss off an awful lot of people because they're sitting there going, I thought they were dead and buried. And it's even worse that they're doing it with a rookie quarterback who might be the offensive rookie of the year, because now you're looking at it saying, you got to be kidding me. I thought New England was dead and buried, and now they're going to have a whole new life, a whole new cycle. Yep. With this quarterback, it's going to drive people crazy. If you're a Jets fan, if you're a Dolphins fan, if you're a fan of any of these other teams, you got to be sitting there saying, Detroit, how the hell does this happen? And it's not happening to us.
How about the poor Jets? They got number ones. They take number ones. They dump them. The other guy stinks. How does the Jets perpetually be terrible? How is that?
Ownership and management. That's what it is. Hiring bad general managers and general managers hiring coaches that aren't that good and drafting poorly.
And not giving them enough rope to the point where the players understand that, hey, I can get this coach fired. You know, I don't have to listen to him. And here in New England, Belichick is the boss, and these players know it. And they know that they can't play games because they'll be out. And these guys want to, you know, they want to play. So if the season were to end today, New England would now be your number five seed.
Five seed, yep.
Tennessee, number one. Buffalo, number two. Baltimore, number three. Kansas City, four. New England, five. Pittsburgh, six.
Wow.
That kissing your sister game against the Lions with the tie didn't help them any.
Baltimore.
Ooh. Yep. And the Chargers are the number seven seed. So if the season were to end today and we would go into the postseason, your New England Patriots as a number five seed would be playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Destroy them.
Oy.
Done. God. Oy. I think it's a little too early.
Did you expect any other answer?
And you know what? That's the one team I would still be worried about, Fred.
Yeah.
I know they're 6-4. Yep. You actually have a better record than the Chiefs.
Baltimore had some bumps in the road.
They have.
What happens when they play Brady in the Super Bowl? Oh, the hesitation's there.
What will you do? He doesn't know. You'll be lost. Why don't you think
the Bucs can get to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
What if it does? Just let's play make believe, like you do it with Star Trek. All right, let's play make believe.
It's not make believe, Steve.
Right? Of course it's not. Okay. I saw the pictures. It's not make believe. What would you do? Some people have fantasies, and other people have different fantasies, Steve.
That's right. All right, we got to take a break. The boys are here, Fred and Steve. It's the real post game show. We have our player of the game, Cars for Kids player of the game, coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Defense. Cars for Kids player of the game had to be somebody from the defense. Could have been a lot of people. Another terrific game with Christian Barmore. He was all over Ryan. We talked about Judon. He was great. We talked about Duggar. He was great. McCourty. I mean, we could go through the long list of guys that did it. But how about Kyle Van Noy?
Tremendous.
8 tackles, 5 solo, 2 sacks. Tackles for loss, he had two of those. And he had an interception, a pick six touchdown.
That sounds like...
That's a pretty impressive number.
Miami wish they had a guy like that.
That sounds like defensive player of the week material right there.
Yes, no question.
I mean, you put that together, that's covering all the bases. 8 tackles is great. 2 tackles for loss, great.
Great instincts.
2 sacks, awesome, and a pick six.
He's a good kid, too.
You're going to have to get 3 interceptions to beat that. Two interceptions,
it had to be somebody from the defense, and there were so many guys, but he stands out because of the numbers.
Agreed.
So there you go. Player of the game, Kyle Van Noy, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Before we go on with the show, Jimmy from Malden has been on hold for about 3 hours.
Jimmy. We already
went to him a couple times, and he had fallen asleep.
Did he come back?
I'm going to try one more time. Jimmy. Let's see what we do. Here's Jimmy from Malden, formerly Jimmy of Saugus. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Sorry about that. I'm still recovering from a fall from my last month. I'm still in rehab.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that.
What happened?
Yeah, I fractured my hip.
Ouch.
Wow.
Yep. Well, hope you're feeling
not
better.
Fun.
I'm glad
I'm feeling better. I'm going home back to my flat on Monday.
Good for you.
Having some nice southern fried falcon wings and thighs.
Those are pretty
good. What a bloody good game this week.
Fantastic.
This is your best job ever.
It's under medication.
Yeah, you did good. You did a good job, Jimmy. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, you heal up, okay, and you get better.
Yeah, especially from a Hoovian to a Trekkie.
There you go, buddy.
Yo, brother.
You wonder what a Whovian is, right?
I have no idea. Do you have any idea?
A Whovian is a Doctor Who fan.
Oh, which, that's crazy.
I thought it was a President Hoover fan. Yeah, I thought there was, you know. No?
That's not
Whovian.
That makes a whole lot more sense than a Trekkie. I'll tell you that right now.
Makes no sense.
Doctor Who is actually interesting.
So that was his problem.
I don't know what Doctor Who is, but I'm just assuming it's more interesting than Star Trek. That's all.
Mind travel, all that stuff like that.
Mind travel or time travel?
Mind. I thought it was time travel.
Time travel.
Your mind does travel.
There's no such thing as time travel.
Oh, really? Because in episode 68 of Star Trek, all right, Jim and Spock traveled back in time a week to get the jump. All right, so don't tell me there's no time travel.
To get the whales.
Right, no, because, they had to go back in time
get the whales. Yeah,
that was the fourth movie. That wasn't the series.
No, it was a series.
It was the movie.
No, it wasn't. They went back with whales because the whale was going to destroy the universe.
It was a movie. Fred, fly
the Enterprise back to Earth here so we can get back to where we were. Bring it back here, buddy.
Can you see me?
No, bring it back here.
Don't you love how easily you get sidetracked with Star Trek?
He is scary.
He started it.
Okay.
He did not. It wasn't my fault. You did.
I just watched that again last night. How you like that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nerd alert.
N'Keal Harry, 2 catches, 14 yards, but he was denied a big run in this game because there was a penalty on the play.
Yeah.
He had a big run on a sweep in this game.
Better.
I'm saying is everybody made a big deal all week long that the one thing he's doing, and he's sacrificing his game, is he's going out and he's blocking. All right? And so
he's 230 pounds and 6'4".
He's a tight end, really. He's got a tight end body.
First-round pick receiver.
I understand that.
But that's the problem, Freddie.
Should be a tight end.
He has not lived up to that number one.
He's just hanging on.
Well, why didn't they make him into a tight end? They went out and spent an awful lot of money on two tight ends in this offseason. So, obviously, Bill Belichick.
Doesn't seem as a tight end.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
It is interesting.
But everybody was applauding him because he was doing all the dirty work. So it's a receiver who's opening up their running game because he's going downfield and he's making big blocks. Okay, that's fine. The question is, I think people wanted to see him. Can he catch the ball?
Yeah.
Can he do something?
Big, strong hand.
And so tonight was maybe a positive little, you know, baby step.
Right.
For some reason, I heard Christian is trying to free N'Keal Harry. I don't know if he's got an investment in this.
Free him from what?
Him so that he can go and play. Oh. No, that he can go and play. Do something.
Somewhere else. Let him open
up. Trying to help
up.
Him out. I don't know. Christian's into causes lately. This is a new cause. He's moved on from diabetes to the N'Keal Harry charity.
Take advantage of his skill set. That's what you have to do.
Exactly.
Okay, he's blocking. Well done. You did it. You took advantage of his skill set. You thought when you saw his highlights in college that he was going to be an aggressive, go-get-the-ball receiver
that could use his body to make sure to secure the catch.
He just hasn't come through yet.
Strength and height. He's done none of it.
Yep.
And I think you've seen enough of it. But it's interesting what Belichick has done is he's kind of said, okay, he does really block.
Yeah.
So maybe we can utilize him in that respect because it'll help open up our running game. And there's no question with Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris, you're getting some big runs. I mean, you had a couple of long runs by Stevenson, including a 21-yarder tonight. Harris had a 17-yard run as well. So these guys are coming up with some big runs for you, and you've got more than one guy. You've got a couple guys that can do it, and we know they're also using receivers from time to time. They used Bourne. I mentioned Harry. They used him. So they're using receivers as well as part of their running back.
The more you can do, the longer you'll stay.
Yeah. Write that down, Steve.
I am right now.
Write that down. I think. Say that again, Fred.
The more you can do, the longer you stay.
What?
Is this a Star Trek thing again?
It is.
I think
Spock said that. Episode 43. 1969. I remember. Just saying.
Stop, Fred.
Give it up.
The needs of the many outweigh the few.
Whatever. That's correct.
But I think the thing that bears watching with New England right now is the fact that they have depth at that rushing position because you've lost some of these guys, Stevenson and Harris, over the last few weeks. They averaged 4.5 yards a carry tonight. Their defense, meanwhile, that couldn't stop anybody last year, has suddenly become a really strong run defense. Atlanta's rushing tonight, 2.5 yards.
Much better. The aggressiveness much better. The takeoff's much better. You know, you jam a guy and get him back a little bit. So but early on this year, they were getting pushed back, given the lanes were open. They get those lanes closed for the people right now. They're doing a good job on it. It's just concentration, maybe.
And feeling more secure about your knowledge of the defense, the trust you have in the guys around you, all the things you need to be an aggressive defense, they're looking like they have it, and that tends to feed upon itself. Once you start playing that way and you're having success with it, now all of a sudden, like, okay, this is who we are. This is how we're going to do it. Let's come out flying around and try to make the plays. And
well,
we said this
when we opened up the show. Good teams take care of bad teams and don't lose a beat. In other words, they go out there and they play at the same level against every team week after week. And you brought up the word methodical, and that's what they were tonight. So this was a night in which you could see a little letdown. You got a short week, so maybe you didn't get
a little fatigue.
Yeah, that's right. Short turnaround. You didn't get deep enough into the playbook, so guys, you know, aren't as focused as much, and you start making a few mistakes or whatever. That's why I think this is a legitimately good team because they went out there and they were methodical and they just burnt this team apart and did it in all aspects of the game, and that's amazing.
Which,
so
which isn't easy to do in the NFL, too. I don't care who you're playing, but this was a bad team, and they didn't let that didn't make them drop their guard. All right,
they weren't thinking ahead. I guarantee you,
they watched film, and you've done it. You've been in the film room, Freddie, when you're watching the film repeatedly, and you're like, "Wow, this team sucks," right? And that's you might say it, but you can't really. Or you might think it, but you're not going to say it. You're not going to focus on it. You're going to say, "I still got to do my job no matter what." And Bill's done that forever. Not surprised. He's done it for 30 plus years. So,
but it's selling it to the players. You have to sell it. And you got to win to be able to sell to the players. And I think that's why you're hearing Bill sound so smooth over the last couple of weeks and just happy go lucky. And that's because I think he senses they're buying into it. They're buying into it. And you said it, Freddie. These guys, you can hear it in the way that they're talking, doing the post-game interviews tonight. They know they're good. They suddenly have discovered we're good. There's no lack of confidence right now, and they're willing to do the work. And I think you put all of that together, and you've got something. So maybe they've got something. All right, we got one more segment. We'll look ahead to that Tennessee game. Why not? It's a week and a half from now. We'll do that coming up. Coming up next right here on the Real Post Game Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seven and four, that's their record right now. And so the New England Patriots will go back home a week from Sunday, get a couple of extra days to prepare for this one, and take on the Tennessee Titans, the number one seed right now in the AFC. And my guess is they'll remain that way because they're playing in Houston this weekend. But the real question mark about the Titans was what happened 2 weeks ago when they lost Derrick Henry for the entire season. He had been a huge part of their offense. And to me, I think a majority of their offense, I think he opens stuff up for Ryan Tannehill. It allows Tannehill not only on play action, but it allows Tannehill to run a little bit because all attention has got to be geared towards Derrick Henry.
Rightfully so.
So here's what you've got now. You've got Adrian Peterson as one of their running backs.
What's he, 104?
Something like that. Jeremy McNichols, who's been a guy who's bounced around to a bunch of different teams. They kind of like him. And Deontay Foreman, that is your running back room. That is it, guys. And I'm telling you, based on what we've seen with this rejuvenated New England Patriots defense and how well they have played against the run, you take Derrick Henry out of the lineup, and suddenly New England is very much in this game.
They still have a good offensive line, though.
Yeah.
They still have a
very good offensive line. Excellent.
Yep. They and
Lewin, that the left tackle, is an excellent, excellent.
Very good. And you'll still present problems, but they're Patriots are infinitely better defensively than they were just a month ago. So it'll be tremendously, because Derrick Henry was making a case for MVP. It wasn't. If you take that away from him, and if you can take that run away from him, and Peterson, I don't think he's been averaging much at all per carry.
No, he hasn't. If
you take that away from him, now all of a sudden you're not worried about the play action, and now it's Tannehill that's got to make it all happen for you.
But they do have a good defense, though.
They do.
They have a very good defense.
You don't want to all of a sudden think, I won't beat him because the big man's out.
No, they have an excellent defense with Simmons and Bud Dupree, who was good when at Pittsburgh. The kid from BC, the linebacker.
Landry.
Harold Landry.
Landry.
Another good player. Okay, he's having a good year. So
he's the passer,
I agree.
Right?
And Byard, the safety, maybe the best safety in the league right now. Maybe the best safety in the league.
You could absolutely make a case for that.
I hear something in my ear.
It's music, Fred.
It's Spock.
It's music.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to beat you up somewhere.
Jim, I'm a doctor. I can't do everything. The aluminum crystals are starting to crack.
The what crystals?
I have no idea what these impressions are. Do you, Steve?
What crystals?
I have no freaking clue.
Just go with it, all right?
White crystal sounds like lithium, a drug thing.
Lithium
like meth
crystals.
Not lithium. They weren't lithium.
All right, we're closing out the show, fellas. 25-0 was your final score.
I called it.
Nick, the entire crew.
Steve Yossi, right again.
You guys taught nothing.
Boys, I'll catch you a week from Sunday against Tennessee. It'll be a good one. Bill, tomorrow morning with Christian and Lou in the afternoon. You've got the quarterback. There you go.
It's only 11 o'clock for me. I'm just chipper and happy. I don't care if
good
it's
morning,
2 o'clock
everybody.
For you guys.
Have a steak.
Shut,
see you next week.
Shut up, you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.